Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Jeremiah 30 verses 1 to 17 and Matthew 20 verses 17 to 28. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled, We Are to Serve Others.
So we'll have a read in Jeremiah, which is an alternative reading, as the other one is Baruch, which is a bit less known to us. But Jeremiah chapter
30, like me too?
Verse 1 to 17.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you, for the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their ancestors, and they shall take possession of it. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror, and no peace. Ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great, there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be rescued from it. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will break the yoke off the yoke from off his neck, and I will burst his bonds. And strangers shall no more make a servant of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. But as for you, have no fear, my servant Jacob, says the Lord, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for I am going to save you from far away and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. I will make an end of all the nations among which I scattered you. But of you I will not make an end. I will chastise you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable, your wound is grievous. There is no one to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They care nothing for you, for I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of a merciless foe, because your guilt is great, because your sins are so numerous. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable. Because your guilt is great, because your sins are so numerous, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you will be plundered, and all who prey on you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds will be healed, says the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion. No one cares for her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And then our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 17 to 28. While Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And on the third day he will be raised. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, what do you want? She said to him, declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? They said to him, we are able. And he said to them, you will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard it, they were angry with the 2 brothers. Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I was actually going to take this passage in a very different way, and actually reading through very slowly kind of humbles me a little bit and feels more in a mood of quietness, because I didn't realize Jesus knows exactly what, well, exactly in the sense of he knows the direction of the end. This is not going to be an enthronement with a big army coming into a city and a glorious victory, because he has killed all his enemy and he can now be enthroned into a physical throne in Jerusalem. No, this is a very different battle that he is. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to face a battle, but it's a very different one. He's going to be handed over to the religious leaders, and he's going to be condemned by the Gentiles, by Herod. And he's going to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And he will, but it will not be the end. And how he speaks already about that reality of the resurrection. And then we have the mum of 2 of the disciples, the sons of Zebedee, who comes with a request. Can you ensure that my 2 sons are going to be at the right hand and the left hand of when you come to reign? And but it leads to a response to Jesus that, well, this is not mine to give. It is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father. And that's the first thing that kind of, for me, God is preparing different, it looks like, different places, different responsibilities to each of us who are following us. And that is in God's wise knowledge. We don't know, and but it's important. It tells us that what we do day to day in his presence with his strength is important. It has, it will have some kind of future into his kingdom. And we talk about rewards, or and so it's not earning salvation, but it is living out to the fullest we can the Christian life here and now, because God has a plan. It's not just this life, and it's not just the life after death, but it's the resurrected life. And it seems there will be responsibilities and places. And so that speaks to me first. But what also kind of struck me with this reading is, well, it's nearly the end, 3 years with Jesus, and they still fight. They were angry with the 2 brothers. How human are we, even in the life of our church? You know, in our own churches, there can still be anger and frustrations. And Jesus called, says, "Look, the way the world works is, you know, the vicar, the leader, or whatever of the church, rules like a tyrant with strength. It shouldn't be like that with you. You should learn differently. The one who must want to be the greatest, serve. The one who wants to be first must be like a slave, just as the Son of Man came to serve and not to be served, and to give his life in ransom." So as we think about arise and shine, it's a rise and shine with confidence, but also with humility. We will shine And I think the passage that comes to mind is, and they will know that you are my disciple through the love you have for one another, the deep seated respect, and willingness to submit to one another, to what God might be saying through us. So yes, a year to continue to learn to function more like Jesus and less like the world, so that people will see the light shining through us, not because of our willpower, but because of our willingness to allow God's life to be manifested in our midst.
I was minded when you, I don't know if you watched the Chosen episode of where, you know, that this happens, you know, and I think they, you know, the writers did it really well, you know, really captured the, you know, I just can't believe you said that, you know, who do you think you are? And yeah, and I've just put as a title for today is I am, being in capitals, your servant. And he's just teaching us that we are here to serve others, serve him, and to serve others in the way he wants us to do. So yeah, there's no one-upmanship, nothing. We're all the same. And he's given us different gifts, and we must embrace our own gifts and use them, but also celebrate the gifts that others have. That's just so important, to just celebrate other people. And yeah, great passage, great reminder.
Well, let's pray that our eyes will be open, that we will rejoice when we see gifts and abilities and skills used wisely. Pray for the world, for the church. Heavenly Father, in that first reading, you promised to your people a time of healing. You also spoke of justice, that our wrong doings do have consequences. And for Israel and Judah, it was a time of exile. But your justice is on each and everyone, and the way the nations mishandled them and brought great suffering themselves had to bear the consequence of their own choices. So, Lord, it's in faith and trust that we bring to you the realities of our world today, our anxious world, the great injustice that we see. The powers that moves and that are not grounded in service and servanthood, but in tyranny and oppression, bringing great sufferings and injustice around the world. Lord, help us to arise and shine in the midst of the darkness of our time. Not to be afraid, but to know that in stillness we will see you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.